All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin a beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Samech Vav, 66. We are picking up on Sanhei 65b, and we are picking up, five lines up from the bottom, last two words of line Tanan. So we'll say, just to give us, to reorient ourselves a little bit, the Mishnah introduced us to the concept of no same time. The Mishnah introduced us to the concept that when you have, in this case, Yayin Nesach, which falls upon something else, So we'll say our shir this morning is dedicated by Paul and Kathy Pollack in memory of Saul and Florette Pollack, Sarah Bas Avram, Shmuel Ben Zechariah. May their neshamas have an aliyah and their families a nechama. All right, so just to reorient ourselves a little bit, so the Mishnah discussed yesterday the halachos concerning if wine falls on grapes, or for that matter, if wine falls on anything else. So what is the status of that mixture? So remember, again, essentially what the Mishnah told us was that if the wine falls on something and it's benosein tam, it gives flavor, then ultimately, again, the mixture becomes prohibited. So we discussed the case of grain yesterday. So take a look at, so we're picking up again, Samechem at base 65b, five lines up from the bottom, last two words on the fifth to last line. Tanan, Yayin Nesach Shanafa Agabe Anavim, Yadichin Vehin Mutaros, Asuros. So we'll say, yes, remember again, the way we ended off from the Mishnah yesterday, the way we ended off from the case of the grain, is that the grain can be ground up into flour, made into, baked into bread, and ultimately sold to an akum, not in the presence of a Jew. So yet the Gemara says, if you look at the Mishnah says that if Yayin Nesach fell upon grapes, all you need to do is wipe it off, and the grapes become permitted. However, if the grapes had some type of crack, Mivukos means some type of crack, then Asuros. Then the Bible said the grapes will be Asur out of a concern that what? That the Yayin seeped into the cracks. So the Gemara said, Mivukosin, Shin Mivukos, lo. Apparently the problem is only if the grapes are cracked, but if they're not cracked, it's fine. Amara Papa, Shiny Chiti, wheat is different, I will say why. Because Rabbi said, at the end of the day, wheat has cracks, literally clefts. Wheat has cracks and clefts in it. So because of that, it is treated like a cracked grape. And because of that, Rabbi said, ultimately, again, when it gets mixed with wine, ultimately, again, it will be usher. Says the Rabbi said, top of Samech Vav. Chamra Atika. So we're going to speak about more mixtures now. Chamra Atika Ba'anavi. What happens if old wine falls on grapes? So we'll say, what's the halacha? So divrei hakol b'no same time. Everyone agrees that what? That the mixture is only going to be prohibited if enough wine fell on the grapes in order to infuse wine into the grapes. Look at Rashi. Chamra atika. Rashi says, taimo nikr ba'anavim. The taste is recognizable in the grapes. So we'll say, let's talk about this in just a moment. We'll see this much more in Chulin. But halacha is when you have mixtures. So we'll say, we have a mixture of min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. A mixture of like items, or a mixture of dissimilar items. Generally, again, in order to go ahead and be mevatel, min b'mino, so things that are like, things that are similar, requires a much greater ratio of permitted items to prohibited items versus min b'she'eno mino, because they are dissimilar. Bittel could often happen easy in an easier way. So the Gemara says as follows: if you have old wine which falls on grapes, the taste of the old wine will be discernible in the grapes. Therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, it only is aser if it's beno same time, if it infuses flavor. Chamra charata ba'anavi, we'll say, what happens if you have new wine which falls into grapes? So we'll say new wine and old wine obviously have different tastes. New wine that falls into grapes, so we'll say, what's the status? Abaye amra abaye says b'mashahu. Any amount, ultimately, I will say this, obviously talking about a case where it's prohibited wine. Right, so let's say Yayin Nesach falls, new Yayin Nesach falls on the grapes. So Abaye says, B'mashu. Abaye says that what? Even any amount of wine will ask for the grapes. But Rava Amarava says, no, but no same time. Rava will agree that it's only us will say, if what? If no same time, if it infuses flavor. So whatever the amount of wine necessary in order to infuse flavor, that's what's going to be usher. So let's analyze this. It's a fundamental machlokes. Abaye Amar B'mashu. Abaye says any small amount will aser the grapes. Why? Basar taima azina. Now, both say. So what Abaye says is as follows: that when determining if a mixture is between like items or I should say similar items or dissimilar items, we go after the taste. Not necessarily the name of the food, but the taste. So we'll say when you have new wine and grapes which get mixed together, we'll say they share the same taste. They share the same taste. Therefore, that is called min bamino. That is called ultimately again two similar items mixed together. Because basa taima azlin, and therefore what? It's asr b'mashu. Any amount of forbidden wine that gets mixed in will render the grapes prohibited. So the Gemara says, oh, whoever it is, a guy. Anyone. So the Gemara says, Basar time azlinan, idivi idichat taimahu. Both the grapes as well as the wine have one taste. Tahavide min bamino. Therefore, I will say it's considered to be a mixture of two like items. Umin bamino bimashuhu. And when two like items get mixed together, so the asr item has the ability to asr the permitted item bimashu, even in a very small measure. The Rava Amarava will say no. Rava Arbanosin Tam. Rava Zerbo said that when the new wine gets mixed in with the grapes, so then ultimately what? It is only usr if the wine infuses flavor, Benosin Tam. Why? Basr Shma Azlinon. Because Zerbo said, when determining if a mixture is min bamino, two similar items, or min b'she'eno mino, two dissimilar items, how do we gauge that? By the names of the items in the mixture. If they share the same name, that's called min bamino. If they have dissimilar names, that's min b'she'eno mino. What's the case over here? Wine getting mixed in with grapes. We'll say two different names, thereby two different entities, thereby min b'she'eno mino. Therefore, v'hai shma lochud, v'hai shma lochud. The grapes have their name, the wine has its name. V'hai v'lei min b'she'eno mino. Therefore, we'll say it's considered to be a mixture of two dissimilar items. Umin b'she'eno mino b'no same time. And I must say, when you have a mixture of two dissimilar items, ultimately, again, it will only be usher if it goes ahead and infuses flavor. So it's not. I must say, so let's analyze this more. So I must say, so just to understand, this sugi is actually going to be quite fascinating for a variety of reasons. Number one, because we are actually defining some of the halachos of no same time in bamino. But we'll see. Let's see the next case. Sinan, yayin nesach shenaflu agabe anovim. We'll say. So what did the Mishnah say? If you have yayin nesach that fell on grapes, okay. So we'll say. So now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that under normal circumstances, all that has to happen is what? Yadichein dehemutar. Swipe it up, rinse it off, and the grapes will be permitted. So we'll say, so what's the case there? Kasaka daitcha, chamra charata, ba'anavi. So we'll say, we're assuming over here that what's the case? The case over here is where it's new wine that falls on the grapes. My lav, beno same time. Therefore, we'll say, don't we say that the only way they would aser is ultimately if there's enough wine to infuse flavor? To which the Gemara says, lo b'mashum. No, rather, again, it's with any amount. I hamid diktani seifa, zeha klal. Bravo, say, one second, what about the end of the Mishnah? What did the end of the Mishnah say? Kol b'shahana aso, b'no seintam, aser. Kol she'in b'hana aso, b'no seintam, mutter. But say, the way the Mishnah ended was to say as follows, that anything that ultimately, again, when you benefit from it, is no same time, goes ahead and infuses flavor, will be asr. But anything about say that is not no same time is going to be mutter. Michlal, the no same time askinon. So we'll say, it sounds like over here that the cases of the Mishnah are dealing with an infusion of no same time, where there's enough of the added item, in this case the wine, to be able to go ahead and impart a flavor. Va'abaye, masnisin bechamra atika ba'anavi. We'll say, Abaye understands that the Mishnah is talking about a case of what? Old wine mixed with grapes. So also when it comes to old wine mixed with grapes, everyone agrees that what? They have two dissimilar tastes. So because of that, he holds basar taima azlinon. We go after the taste in determining if there are similar or dissimilar items. Therefore, according to Abaye, the case of the Mishnah is min b'she'eno mino. And that's why it'll only be asr if it's no same time. Fine. So we'll say the Gemara is going to speak about a couple of other cases of mixtures. So the Gemara says as follows. Chalab de chamra. So listen to this. Let's say you have wine vinegar and chalad de shichra and beer vinegar. So we'll say two different types of vinegars ultimately mixed together. Rashi points out to here, it's the third line from the top in Rashi. Chalad de chamra v'chalad de shichra. Chad de isser v'chad de hetas. We'll say obviously these cases of mixtures are only problematic if one is prohibited and one is permitted. So for argument's sake, let's assume for a moment that the wine vinegar is going to be usser. So wine vinegar gets mixed with beer vinegar. So let's say, so the shaila is how much permitted beer vinegar do you need to be mevatel the wine vinegar? That's always our kashan in all of these situations. So the Gemara, so for that matter, chamira dechiti v'chamira desari, or we'll say chamira, right? Remember again, this is the season. So chamira means the chametz. What it more specifically means, Rabbi Osei, is more like a anything that causes something else to become chametz. So let's say, Rabbi Osei, you have the chametz agent of wheat and the chametz and the chamira of sari that get mixed together. And again, one of them is permitted, one of them is prohibited. Rabbi Osei, now what is the Gemara drilling down to in this case? You have two items that have the same name. They're both called vinegar. They're both called chamira. Yet, they come from different items. So I say, so the shaila is, what is the status of this mixture? Is this min b'mino? Is this min b'she'ino mino? What is it? So the Gemara says, Abaye says, b'no seintam. Abaye says that at the end of the day, b'no seintam. Now, b'no seintam means that the forbidden item will only be prohibited if there's enough for it to infuse tam, to infuse flavor in the permitted item. Why? Because basar taima azlinon. Because Abai says, Rabbi Osei, when determining if items are similar or dissimilar, we look at their tastes. And even though, again, they're both called vinegar, nevertheless, they both have different tastes. V'havi le min b'she'en omino. Therefore, Rabbi Osei, this is considered to be like a mixture of two dissimilar items. O min b'she'en omino b'no seintam. And Rabbi Osei, when you have a mixture of two dissimilar items, ultimately, again, it is only prohibited if it infuses flavor. Rava Amar, Rava says, B'mashuhu. Rava says, no, Rabbi Osei, in these cases of the mixtures, they will aser even if there's just a small amount of the prohibited item. Why? Basar shmazlinon. Because Rabbi Osei, Rava holds that when determining if a mixture is of similar or dissimilar items, we go after the name of the item. V'hai chala mikri. V'hai chala mikri, v'hai chamira mikri, v'hai chamira mikri. Both of these items are called vinegar. Both of these items are called chamira. And therefore, again, even though their tastes are dissimilar, because their identity, their names are similar, therefore what? Therefore, halacha l'maaseh it's min b'mino, and therefore it asers bin mashur. It asers in any amount. So the Gemara says, Amra Abaye. So what it seems to come down to over here is a fundamental machlokes in Abaye and Rava as to what the let me say differently. What they're really arguing about is as follows. Everybody agrees on the principles. The principles are, min b'she'en omino, if you have two dissimilar items that are mixed together, the prohibited item will only go ahead and prohibit the permitted item if what? If there's enough of a volume of the prohibited item to infuse flavor into the permitted item. We call that no seintam. And everyone agrees that min b'mino, if two similar items get mixed together, then any amount of the prohibited item can go ahead and prohibit the permitted item, which Rabbi Osei makes sense because there's no seintam. There is no infusion of flavor. Why? Why? Because they taste the same. Rabbi Osei, the machlokis over here between Abaye and Rava is ultimately, again, how do you define similar or dissimilar items? Abaye says that at the end of the day, the way we define similar or dissimilar items is based on the taste. Items that taste the same are considered to be the same, even if their names are different. However, on the flip side, items that taste dissimilar are considered to be dissimilar, even if they share the same exact name. Rava says the opposite. Rava says, no, similar items are defined as items which carry the same name, even if what? Their tastes are dissimilar. So we'll say, this is exactly what we just saw. So for example, beer vinegar and wine vinegar gets mixed together. What's the halachic definition of that mixture? Is that min b'mino, therefore aser b'mashu? Or is it min b'she'en omino, and therefore only aser b'nesinas tam? Abayu says, vinegar is vinegar is vinegar. They're both called vinegar, so it's a min b'mino mixture. Even though, again, they obviously have dissimilar tastes. Ultimately, again, Rava's going to say, no, it's min b'she'en omino. I'm sorry, I said the opposite. I'm sorry. Abaye is going to say that even though they share the same name, because they have different tastes, that it's going to be min b'she'eino mino, a dissimilar mixture. Rava will say they're both called vinegar, therefore it's called min b'mino. So we'll say now the Gemara says, where do they glean these respective shitos from? Samar Abaye min amin Allah, the basar time azinus. Abaye says, from where do I know that in determining whether items are similar or dissimilar, we go after the name? Where do I know that from? Tisanya, because we'll say we learned Tavlin Beis Vigimol Shemos Vehin Min Echad. So let's listen to this. See, so brings this out from the following case. If you have spices that have two or three different names, but they're all of one species, Oh Min Gimel, or three different species, Asurin Umitzarfin. They are Asra and they come on. Abbas, now what's the case over here? Look at Rashi. Rashi Divya Maskil Tavlin. It's in the shorter lines of Rashi, about five lines in. So Tavlin Shnayim Vigimol Shemos Vehin Min Echad. Omen Gimel Asurim and Sarf. And listen to this. Achi Garsinon, the Meseches Arla. We'll say this is a Mishnah from Meseches Arla. Gimel Shemos Vehein Min Echad. We'll say, let's say you have something that, you have three items, that each of them has a different name, but they're all of the same family, all of the same species. For example, Kigon, Pilpa Lavan, Pilpa Shachar, Pilpa Aruch. So we'll say, for example, you have white pepper, black pepper, a long pepper, Omen Gimel, Shemos, Yeshlan, Asurim, Mitzarfin. So let's listen to this. You have all these different kinds of pepper. They're all called pepper. And we'll say, this is assuming right now, that let's say there are law. There's some type of prohibited pepper. In other words, the status of the pepper is prohibited. And they get mixed in. So, im nafu l'kadeira, v'lo b'zeka de l'tabo, v'lo b'zeka de l'tabo, v'nitzarfu v'tiblu. V'hein shalis. So we'll listen to this case. Each of the peppers on their own does not have the ability to infuse any kind of taste into the food item. But what? When combined, they do infuse flavor into the pot. I should say, into the cooked item. So what's the halacha? Vehein shel iser, and I will say these are all, we'll call it usher peppers, they're all arla, let's say. Mitzarif and la'arsa, ors osra. They combine, ultimately again, to aser, that which is being cooked in the pot. V'amrechiz ki ha'acha dekamer min gimel v'gimel shemo she'le mitzarifin. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the three peppers combine, even though what? They have three different names. But at the end of the day, because what? Because they all have the same taste. Therefore, you're going to say, even though they have different names, they are able to go ahead and combine in order to asr the food in which they are being cooked. So the Gemara says, V'amr Chizkiah. Chizkiah says, what's the case over here? B'mine mesika askinon. We'll say, these types of peppers that are here are there in order to go ahead and literally add flavor to the cooked dish. Rashi says, B'mine mesika askinon, shekulan taiman masuk, u'mishumhachi mitzafinon, de taiman shavalamatik banasakadera. We'll say, so they are all united in their avoda of adding flavor to the cooked item. So we'll say, so what do you see from here? Hoyel u'ru'uyin l'masik b'hen asakadeira. So we'll say, listen to this. So now, what's the halacha telling me about? So the halacha is something like this. If I have three different peppers of arla, a white pepper, a black pepper, a long pepper, and they all fall into the pot. Each one individually does not impart enough flavor in order to ask the pot. These are of arla. They don't, individually they don't have enough iser. They don't have enough flavor. But when you combine them, they all go ahead and impart enough of an arla flavor in order to go and ask the pot. So we'll say, what's the halacha? The halacha is they combine. They combine ultimately again to form a shir of iser of arla in order to go ahead and asr that which is in the pot. So it says the Gemara, I amit bishlama basar taima azlin. I will say, first wide line, samich vav modalif. So if you say, that I will say, when defining like items or dissimilar items, we go after the taste. We don't go after what they're called, but we go after the taste. Then, kuli chad taimahu. Then I will say, the reason why all of these peppers combine, I will say, is that even though they have different names, this is a black pepper, this is a white pepper, this is a long pepper, whatever the names are, we don't care about the names. What we care about is the taste. And since the tastes are similar, therefore, by definition, they have the ability to combine. Which Rabbi says, "Abaye shita, eli I amrit pasra shma azlinon." But if you say that we go after the name, then what? High shma lochod, the high shma lochod. Then Rabbi says, in that case, they have dissimilar names. So therefore, what do you see from here? Abaye says, you see from this Mishnah, Maseches Arla, that when determining if items are similar or dissimilar, Rabbi says, what do we look at? We look at their flavor. We look at their flavor, right? As long as they have the same tam, the same flavor, even if they have dissimilar names, that will be called min b'mino. Rava Amar Lecha, Rava will say, Hamani Rabbi Meiri. Rabbi will say, no, Abaye, my good friend, that Mishnah in Maseches Arla doesn't prove your point. That Mishnah in Maseches Arla is actually reflective of someone else's opinion. Whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say? Disanya, Rabbi Hudo and Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Hudo says the name of Rabbi Meir. Minayin lekol Yisurin, Shabbat Arashim, Tzarf, and Zemzeh. How do we know in general that all Yisurin, both say, combine with one another to form a prohibited shir, Shene Emar, Lo sochal kol toiva. The pasuk says you shall not eat anything that is an abomination. Kol sheti afti locha, anything which I have made abominable to you, harehu b'bal tochal. We'll say ultimately again is prohibited for consumption. So we'll say it's actually quite amazing. Rabbi Meir is actually of the opinion of we'll say that all items that are aser ba'achila all combine together to form a shir, even if they have dramatically different tastes. Even if they have obviously different names, they all combine together. So Rav is saying Abaye, this doesn't back you up. Because Abaye, what you say is items that have the same taste, even if what? They have different names combined together. This Mishnah in Arla is actually something saying even something more dramatic than what you're saying. This Mishnah in Arla is reflecting the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that everything that is Aser combines together. Everything that is Aser, independent of name, independent of taste, it all comes together. Therefore, Rabbi says that Baye, the Mishnah in Arla is not a Raya to you. So again, the Machlokas in Abaye and Rabbi still stands. Abaye says at the end of the day, we go after taste. Taste is the determinant as to whether items are considered to be similar or dissimilar. And Rava says we go after the name. So says the Gemara, we'll say another case, Chala lego chamra. We'll say, what happens if you have vinegar which is poured into wine? So we'll say, what's the case over here? Look at Rashi. Chala shenafa lego chamra. Rashi says over here, Chala di iser, you have prohibited vinegar, that the go chamra that fell into permitted wine. So Rabbi say, what's the halacha? So divrei hakol b'no sein tam. Everyone agrees that the wine will only become prohibited if what? If there is enough vinegar that's poured in to alter the taste of the wine. Now look at that Rashi again for just a moment. Chala shnafa lego chamra. Chala di iser lego chamra de heter. So we'll say you have prohibited vinegar which falls into permitted wine. Divrei hakol b'no sein tam. Everyone agrees that it's only aser if there's enough vinegar that falls in to alter the taste of the wine. Why? Because also when the vinegar falls into the wine, the vinegar is not similar to the wine at all. Lo berecha v'lo betayma, not in its smell, not in its scent, and not in its taste. She'in ayayin mevatal recha chometz, ad she'nisra b'lesocho. So we'll say, so the wine is not mevatal the scent, nor is it mevatal the taste of the vinegar. And the vinegar, of course, is not mevatal the scent or the taste of the wine unless there's enough of a shear. So we'll say, so if you have prohibited vinegar which falls into wine, that mixture will only be usher if there's enough vinegar to infuse taste into the wine. However, chamra lego chala, we'll say what happens in the flip case. What happens if you have wine being poured into vinegar? So this is actually quite interesting. Abaye amr b'mashu, v'rava amr b'no sein tam. Abaye says any amount, if the wine falls into the vinegar, any amount will ask for the vinegar. And Rava says, no, it has to infuse taste. So we'll say, look at the last Rashi. Aval chamr lego chala, misho she'igia la'avir akli, nepar chayayin berecho, l'reach ha'chomet. So we'll say, that's actually quite interesting. So apparently, because of the pungency of vinegar, so if you pour wine into a container that houses vinegar, already the strong odor of the vinegar fundamentally changes the odor of the wine immediately as the wine is poured in. So nepa chayayin berechol reach ha'chomet, the kodim shenis arvu havishavin berechon. Therefore, we'll say, even before they get mixed together, once the wine is introduced into the container holding the vinegar, so the scent of the wine immediately changes. So we'll say at this point in time, even once it's being poured, even once before the liquid has contact with the other liquid, the scent is fundamentally changed. So we'll say, what's the status of this mixture? So Abaye or Mashu, Abaye says, therefore again, it will go ahead. The wine will aser b'mashu. B'rava amar b'no sein tam. Rava says ultimately again, not until it infuses taste. So says the Gemara, Abaye Amar B'mashu. Sabaye says ultimately again, it is Asr B'mashu. Why Rabbi will say Amad Beis? Because Reche Kala V'tay Machamra Chala. Because we'll say if you have something that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's called vinegar. We'll say, which makes sense, because remember, Abayi is the one who said before that what? Now, we'll say, actually, I take that back. So remember again, we're now expanding the scope here a little bit to speak about smell, to speak about scent. So Abayi says, if it goes ahead and it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, it's going to be treated like vinegar. Take a look at the top Rashi. We'll say, Samech Vav Amud Beis. Rashi says, Rechei Chala, Yayin Zeh Samoch Le'iruvo, Haya Rechei Chala. The time of Chamra. So the time of Chamra. So let's remember again, as you just said before, in this, where the Gemara is making not the assumption, this is the Metzias, that when wine is poured into the container of vinegar, so the scent of the wine immediately changes. So therefore again, Rashi says, Yain zeh samoch le'iruvo, hayarechei chala. Seeing before the wine actively gets mixed in with the vinegar, its scent has already changed to vinegar. The time of Chamra, but yet it still tastes like wine. We're going to go after the smell. Therefore, Rabbi say, if we go after the smell, that means again, the smell is transformed into vinegar. Therefore, once it gets mixed in, it's considered to be what? A mixture of vinegar with vinegar, which is what, Rabbi say? Min bamino, two similar items, and min bamino is going to be usher even b'mashahu, even with a minute amount. So the Gemara says, that's Abaye. So we'll say, now what we're seeing is as follows. Not only does Abaye hold that taste is a determinant, ultimately, again, whether something is min bamino, min b'shem amino. But I would just spend this to say that what? Smell. Scent is also a determinant. That if two items smell the same, then by definition, again, that's considered to be min bamino. Rava Amar Rava says no. But no same time. Rava says no. Ultimately, again, the wine will only prohibit the vinegar if there's enough of a wine infusion to infuse flavor into the vinegar. Why? Because we'll say if you have something that smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, chamra. We'll say that is called wine. So Rava says again, it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine. We go after the taste. Therefore, we'll say this is considered to be like a mixture of two dissimilar items. And I will say, anytime you have a mixture of two dissimilar items, ultimately, again, it's only going to be usher if it infuses taste. So we'll say, so now what we've done over here is, we've gone and we've expanded the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. So in determining, remember again, the fundamental machlokas, what is the definition of min bamino versus min b'sheino? How do you define similar items versus dissimilar items? So Abaye teaches me two things. So similarity versus dissimilarity is gauged by ta'am, taste, and reyach, and scent. If items have the same taste and the same scent, then by definition, that's called min bamino. If they do have dissimilar taste or dissimilar scents, then that's min b'she'in amino. Rava says, we focus on names. We focus on the name of the item. If they have dissimilar names, then by definition, ultimately, again, it is called min b'she'in amino, and we don't care about smell. We do not care about the scent of the items at all. Was a fundamental machlokes. Fundamental machlokes, fine. So the Gemara says as follows. So we'll say, just you should know already, you can see it, we're going to paskin like Rava in these cases. We're not going to paskin like Abaye. That at the end of the day, when determining min bamino, min b'shein amino, we're going to look at the names of the items, and scent has nothing to do with the nature of the mixtures. We don't pay attention to the scent of the item when determining min bamino, min b'shein amino. Okay, but we'll see that more. We'll say the Gemara introduces another very interesting case. Hai bas tiha. We'll say, listen to this. What's a bastiha? Look at Rashi. We'll say, second line from the top, bastiha. Rashi says, nekev nokfim b'megufas chavis, la'riach esayin lebotko, imyuchal lehiskayas. Well, so listen to this. It's actually quite interesting. So they used to go ahead and make a hole in the barrel, or there was a hole in the barrel, and I will say, would allow someone to go ahead and smell the wine, to see what the quality of the wine was. So a special hole to be able to see what to say, but to smell the wine. But if you look at Tosfos, we'll say for just a moment, Tosfos says, it's the top Tosfos, Samech Vav Amud Beis, Bastia, Perish HaKunshus, Nok Vin Nekev Vin Megufas Chavis LaHariach. So they used to put a little hole in the barrel, right? But Megufas Chavis means the seal of the barrel, in order to go out and smell the wine. So Miu Lashon Bas Kasha, Perish Rabbeinu Chanan, I'll also listen to this. Rabbeinu Chanan has a different approach. He says, Sheyesh kana shakua b'soch ha'chavis, ubolet chutz, umanichem l'soch kana katan, k'min dad, Umarichin derech osodad. So we'll say this is actually interesting. Tosfos is a little bit differently. Rashi says it's just a hole, right? It's a hole in the seal of the barrel to be able to smell the wine. Tosfos says it's a bit more complicated than that. It's an opening in a barrel into which a tube, a larger tube, was inserted. Then what would happen? You would come along and insert a smaller tube into that larger tube, and you would smell the wine through that smaller tube. That's the Tosfos says is the bas kiha. Umarikin derech osodad. So in any event, the point over here is there's a mechanism in the barrel itself to be able to allow you to smell the wine. I want to be clear. There's no tasting of the wine over here. No one's tasting the wine. They're just simply smelling the quality of the wine. So we'll say, so now watch this. Hai bastia. So we'll say, listen to this. So what happens if an akum smells the wine of a Jew? So what does the Gemara say? Shapir dami, that is absolutely fine. Meaning, again, I will say, in other words, the Akum cannot go ahead and asur the wine of a Jew by smelling it. We've already established that. The Akum can only asur the wine of a Jew, how I will say, how? Through touching it, right? And now through touching it, through shikshuk, through some type of agitation. So if an Akum comes along and, through the baskia, smells my wine, ultimately, again, totally fine. However, listen to this. She sub the Ovid B'chavon. We'll say, what happens if a Jew, or is a Jew permitted to smell the wine of an Akum? Right, so again, I can't drink it, that I know already, but I would like to smell it. And I go on a tour of the winery, and what happens? They tell me they want me to smell the 1948, whatever it is. So am I allowed to go ahead and smell the wine or not? So it says, listen to this. Sabai Amar Asr, Rava Amar Mutar. Abaye says it's Asr, Rava says it's Sabosai. So again, these shitos are no surprise to us, because remember, what is this, a shailav over here? What is the shailav? The shailav reach. Does scent have halachic significance or not? That was the machlokas Abaye and Rava just before in the case of pouring the wine of the wine into the vinegar. So Abaye says it's Asr, Rava says it's Mutter. Why? Abaye Amar Asr, Abaye says it's Asr. Why Rabosai? Recha milsihi. Because we'll see, remember again, Abaye just taught us that what? Scent is significant. Because let's go back for a second. That's why Abaye said that if you pour the wine into the vinegar, then what? That is considered to be a mixture of min bamino. Two similar items. What do you mean two similar items? Because remember, what is Abaye? What happens? Because we'll say the scent of the wine is transformed by the pungency of the vinegar even before it gets mixed into the vinegar. And scent is significant. Therefore, Abaye says, because scent is significant, I can't go and smell the wine of the Akum Ayabosai, because that will be called getting Hanah from Yayin Esech, potentially Yayin Esech. That is a form of Hanah, that is a form of benefit, a tangible form of benefit, a significant form of benefit, and therefore, again, it will be Asr. Rava Amar Mutar, Rechalav Milsihi. Rava says it's fine. It's scent. We'll say scent, because it's not tangible, therefore, again, will not be Asr Ba'na. Therefore, Rava says, I can go ahead and smell it. I will say, just so you understand, like I said to you before, we paskin like Rava, that in general, Rechalav Milsihi, that scent is not significant. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, just so you should know this, in case it comes up today, one is permitted to smell Akum wine, right? Can't drink it, right? Obviously, again, can't, but you are permitted to go ahead. A person gets a gishmak like that, you're permitted to go ahead and smell that. Sorry. So that's not called Hanah. That's the point. Scent is not called Hanah. That's what Rav is telling us. Reicha lav milsi means reach is nothing. Scent is meaningless. Therefore, the act, even though I'm enjoying smelling the wine, that's not called halachic Hanah. Amar Rav, so let's listen to this. Reicha lav milsi klumi. Rav says, from where do I know that scent is insignificant? Where do I know that from? Listen to this, Rabos. This is actually an interesting case. This nine. Because we learned, Tanur she'siku b'kamon shel truma. So we'll say, so an oven which was fired up, which was heated up with kamon. Rabos say, kamon is cumin of truma. So we'll say, I have cumin truma. Right? So again, truma, right, cumin of truma. So we'll say, the spice, cumin, C-U-M-I-N. Right? So I fire up the oven, I heat up the oven with this spice. Now, as a result, what happens? Tanur she'siku b'kamon commercial truma, va'afa bo'as apas. And now I bake bread in it. So we'll say, so now what happens? The bread has the smell of cumin. It will say the cumin is truma. I'm not a kohen. So it says now the shayla is what? The shayla is what is the status of this bread? We'll say what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So Abbas hapas muteres. We'll say the braisa says, actually the Mishnah says that the bread is permitted. Why? Lefi shein tam kimon ela recha kimon. Because we'll say ultimately again because there's no flavor of the cumin, but rather again, what is there? There's only the smell. So what do you see from here? And I will say, now this, by the way, this Mishnah doesn't record a machlokas. This Mishnah just makes a definitive statement. The bread is going to be permitted, because ultimately, again, all there is the scent of truma, no taste of truma. So what do you see from here, I will say? What do you see from here? Recha lav milsihi. That scent is halachically insignificant. So Rava says, this is the basis for my shita. This is the basis for my position. So what is Abaye going to say? This Abaye will say, will counter, he'll say, shiny hasam de nikli isura. You can't compare the cases of Abaye. Why? Because by the time you're putting the bread in the oven, the cumin is already gone. In other words, remember again, the cumin was used to heat up the oven, but the cumin is already gone. So because the chefza, because the object itself is already gone, even Abaye will agree that smell, which is not tethered to a physically existing object, to a physically existing object, is insignificant. Abaye is saying, when the smell emanates from something which is be'en, which is in existence, that's when the smell is significant. But if the smell is emanating from something that has essentially already been destroyed, no longer in existence, even Abaye will say that the smell is insignificant. So it's actually very interesting. What Abaye is saying again, is that even Abaye, who says, Recha is only milsa when the smell, which is an intangible, is actively tethered to something definable and tangible. But if the smell is detached from something definable and tangible, then what? Even Abaye will agree that Recha lav milsihi. Very interesting. But so let's go weiter. Amar Admari Kitanai. Admari says the truth is, this machlokis Abaye and Rava is really a machlokis tonight. The Gemara says earlier machlokis. Listen to this case. It's actually very, very, very interesting. So the Gemara says as follows. Harode paschama. Let's listen to this. I take out hot bread from the oven. The nusn api chavishalayan shalchuman. Let's listen to this case. I put it on top of a barrel of truma wine. Okay, sounds good. So Rabbi Meir says this also. Rabbi said this obviously to me, I'm not a Kohen. Right? If I'm a Kohen, there's no problem over here. Because you can get Hanukkah from Truma. I'm not a Kohen. So I'll say, so what happens? I take my hot bread, I put it on top of a barrel of Truma wine. Rabbi Meir says it is Aser. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter. It's Mutter. So I'll say, so what's happening over here? Look at Rashi just a moment. Rabbi Meir Oser. Well, see, even before we go on, we're making this. Rabbi Meir is going to say, why is the bread aser? Because the hot bread absorbs the reach, absorbs the scent of the wine. And Rabbi Meir apparently holds that recha milsi, like Abaye. Or I should say, remember, I will say, Abaye and Rava come after Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. So Abaye's position of recha milsi must be reflective, ultimately, again, of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir ultimately holds the bread is going to be aser. Rabbi Huda holds the bread is going to be mutter. And therefore, why is the bread going to be mutter? Because according to Rabbi Huda, reach lav milsihi, scent is not significant. Rabbi Yossi, listen to this, I will say. Now there's another shita. Rabbi Yossi, matir b'shel chitin, va'oser b'shel so'orin. Moshe Rabbi Yossi has an interesting shita. He holds that if the bread is made from wheat, it's going to be mutter. But if it's of barley, it's going to be aser. Why the distinction of Osai? Because apparently the quality of barley is that barley absorbs scent, whereas wheat does not. Okay, so he makes that distinction. So we'll say, so leading Rabbi Yossi aside, what is the machlokis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda? My love, b'hakamif, the Gerbo said, they're not arguing about the following point. Demar savarecha milsihi. Rabbi Meir Abosei holds that when you put the hot loaf on the top of the barrel of truma wine, the loaf is going to be aser. He holds that it's aser. Why? Because recha milsi, scent is significant, and therefore again, this loaf absorbed the scent of truma wine, therefore it's going to be aser. Umar Tzavur, as Rabbi Huda will hold, it's recha v'lav, recha v'lo klumhi, that reach, scent, is insignificant, therefore again, I will say the loaf remains permitted. To which the Gemara says, yes, the Rava Vadai Tanayir. We'll say Rava will have to say that indeed this is a machlokes tanayim. Rava will say yes, whether or not scent is significant is indeed a machlokes tanayim. Rava will say Rava himself, who holds that scent is insignificant, will align himself with the shita of Rabbi Huda. On the other hand, La Abaye, Abayi will say, maybe not. Maybe it's not a machlokes tanan. Maybe really everyone agrees that scent is significant. What's happening in this mission over here by the bread? So the Gemara says, Amalacha Abaye, lav mi itmar alo. Did we not comment? Was it not commented on this particular Mishnah? Amr Rabbah Rachana Amr Reish Lakish. Bepas, also listen to this. So Abayi says something very interesting. You're providing selective quotations. Right? There is more to this discussion than you are saying. Let's finish the discussion. I will say, what was the end of that discussion about the loaf of bread and the truma wine? So, Amar Rabbah Barchan, Amar Reish Lakish, Bepas Chama, the Chavis Psucha, if you have hot bread and an open barrel, both at top of Samech Zayin, Devre HaKol Asura, both say, listen to this. If you have hot bread and an open barrel, everyone agrees that the bread is Asur. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because everyone will agree that in that circumstance, Reach Milsihi, right? That the scent of the Truma wine gets absorbed into the bread. Bepas Sonenes v'chavis Muguva, if you have a cold loaf of bread and a closed barrel, Rabbi Osai, then what? Divrei HaKol Muteres. Everyone will agree that what? Everyone will agree that it's Muter. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because if the bread is cold, and the barrel is closed, There's no reach transference happening over here. So it says, what is the machlokes? Lo nechleku ella bepaschama bechavis megufa. We'll say the machlokes case is in a case of hot bread and a closed barrel, or pas sonenes bechavis psucha. Ultimately, again, cold bread and an open barrel. So we'll say that. So Abayi says that's the machlokes. Vahadi di, and I will say my case, what's my case? Look at Rashi. Vahadi di, hai bas tiha, da asarna, I will say that case of the sniffing of the wine through the tube. Right? That case, ultimately, again, remember what Abayi said. Abayi said that a Jew cannot smell the wine of the Akum through the tube, through the bastia, because that's called Hana from the wine of an Akum. The Chavis, so he says, Vahadi di, my case of the bastia of the tube, kepas chama, the Chavis psucha dami. He says, my case of the tube is that type of scent is the equivalent to the case of what? Hot bread and an open barrel. And the case of hot bread and the open barrel, everyone agrees that what? That it's going to be usr. Therefore, Abayi says the same way everybody agrees in the case of the hot bread, open barrel, that it's usr, so too they will agree in the case of the bastia, in the case of smelling the wine through the tube, that it will be usr as well. So both say, so Rava will say that yes, whether or not reach is significant, ultimately, again, as a machlokes tanoim, Abayi says not necessarily. Abayi says that it could very well be that everyone agrees that under normal circumstances, ultimately, again, reach is significant. So in the machlokes case is how far we extend reach. Do we extend reach even to a case, ultimately, again, of a cold loaf and an open barrel or not? But in my case, as Abaye, of sniffing the wine through the tube, sniffing wine of the aqua through the tube, everyone will agree that it is us. So Rabbi, as we mentioned before, we paskin against Abaye in both of these cases. We paskin like Rava, and therefore Halacha L'Maaseh. First of all, we hold Reach Lav Milsihi. Scent is not significant. We'll say, by the way, that's not necessarily true in all cases. There are certain circumstances where scent, where smell will be significant. But for our purposes today, in this sugya, scent is not significant. Therefore, again, a Jew is permitted to go ahead and actively smell the wine of the Akum. And even though, again, he is getting, we'll call it olfactory benefits from it, right? He's absolutely getting some type of hana from it. Nevertheless, again, it is absolutely permitted. And I will say again, furthermore, beforehand, when determining min b'mino, what's the definition of like items, dissimilar items, we also accept Rava's approach that ultimately, again, the definition of like items is bas or shma. We go after the names of the items, not after the scent, not even after the taste, but we go after the names in terms of determining whether or not this is min b'mino, min b'shein b'mino. So we'll stop over here for today. I'll pick up the instrument tomorrow to 2 dots. Yeah.